Nolte, Our Lear May, blacklisted by Oscars in memoriam tribute. By John Nolte on February 26, 2019. There were plenty of snubs in the Oscars annual in memoriam segment Sunday night, but a political blacklist is the only possible reason for the Academy's decision to shun the great Our Lear May. Stanley Donen? He died just hours prior to the telecast. Oscar nominee Sandra Locke? She has been out of the public eye for decades. John Mahoney? TV star. Ricky Jay? Too few movies. Vern Troyer? Too few movies. Lear May? Lee Freakinger May? This snub is without question the act of Hollywood blacklisters who want the man erased, memory hold, and forgotten. A man whose personal political beliefs are verboten in an increasingly fascist industry. May was a Marine for 11 years and a decorated Vietnam veteran. When he retired from the Corps in 1972 due to injuries, he jumped into the motion picture business as a technical advisor. This led to a storied acting career that anyone with any aspiration in that field would envy. Over the course of a 40-year career, May stacked up 125 film and television credits. This includes roles in a number of popular and iconic movies, including Mississippi Burning, 1985, Leaving Las Vegas, 1995, Say 7N, 1995, Dead Man Walking, 1995, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, 2003, and the Toy Story Trilogy, 1995-2010. On television, he appeared in Miami Vice, The Simpsons, Family Guy, and a ton of other animated shows. He was also the star of his own reality shows. Above all that, though, May created one of the most iconic performances in the history of cinema as Nee. Sergeant Hartman in director Stanley Kubrick's 1987 masterpiece Full Metal Jacket. In fact, you could argue May's performance is the most iconic of that particular decade. And yet, watch right here on Sunday night as Hollywood blacklists May for holding unacceptable political beliefs. I don't want to be in the business of naming all those who were honored Sunday night even though they are objectively less deserving than May. Hey, God bless them, they all deserve it, as did those mentioned above, like Sandra Locke and Vern Troyer. In a 3-plus-hour show, this is where these bastards choose to cut? May is different, though, an iconic presence and voice who was a welcome part of our lives for decades. The Academy's snub is inexplicable, unless you look at the fact that May was a proud and open Republican and defender of the Second Amendment. Here is TCM's annual in memoriam tribute, which has never engaged in blacklisting. Naturally, May receives his due. The Academy has access to the finest editors in the world, and their in memoriam segment is bland, lifeless, hollow-eyed, and dull. Meanwhile, year after year after year, TCM wrenches our hearts. The Oscars are broken forever. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.